Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, is here with you. It's not me. I'm your host, Michael Horn, star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. You know, a lot of people are dying, you know, in sports.
What a way to start the show, Fred.
And a lot of people are telling me that they've never heard of some people.
Well, we got, Frank Howard passed away this week?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah, and is that the one that people haven't heard of?
Yeah, they say haven't heard of him.
Oh, come on, Hondo.
He's Mr. 60s baseball.
Yeah. Bobby Knight, the legendary coach, he passed away at 83. Frank Howard's 87. We're going to talk about them today on the show a little bit, just to give you a little background. Frank Howard was on the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was Rookie of the Year back, in 1960, I think he started, Fred?
Yeah.
I think it's 60.
Yeah, he was a 6'7", 225, 250.
Yeah.
He was just
a big guy.
He was amazing. I remember being at the Coliseum when the Dodgers first showed up here in 1958, and we watched him consistently throw people out from deep right field corner.
He had a good arm, didn't he?
All the way to home plate.
Yeah, he had a great arm.
He was just great.
He was a big dude. And I remember they used to have these little portfolios, Meet the Dodger Family, and there was one picture in there. They said, what's his nickname? Is it Frank the Tank? Is it Hondo? Is it SWAT or whatever they wanted to call him? And so I ended up, they called him Hondo a lot, and then he was traded from the Dodgers for, you said, Claude Osteen. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That was a good deal, actually.
That was a good trade for both. It was a good trade for both people, actually.
That's very good, yeah.
Both people flourished.
And then he really had a career with the Washington Senators, later the Texas Rangers. We'll talk about all that on the show. Maybe we already have. I don't know. But we're going to talk about that. Baseball, football, another injury. Wait till you hear about this one. You're not going to believe this injury on the turf. Oh, yeah, Lambeau Field. You heard good things. Grass, right? We'll have a good story about that or two. How you feeling, Fred? Everything good?
My Achilles are doing just fine.
That's good. Staying on natural turf. Be careful on that carpeting at your house. It's, you know,
indoor, outdoor.
Both. Fred's the only guy
I know. What is it? It's confused.
That's right. And he wears cleats, the only guy I know. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Meanwhile, as we join Fred Dreyer on the Fred Dreyer Show, Fred is reading the newspaper. Here's Julie Michael Horn.
Notes.
Star of the show. Fred Dreyer is the star of the program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Lots to talk about today. By the way, you can chime in with us at any time. Send Fred an email, freddreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And don't forget, you can get in on Facebook Live. We do the show, and you can make a comment there. Go to Facebook, check it out. Our podcast is always available for you as well, too. If you want to find out more about our podcast, check it out. Just search for freddreyershow.com. That's our website, freddreyershow.com. Follow us on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, on Twitter, at Fred_Dreyer. And again, the email, freddreyer at crntalk.com. We got neighbors here ready to talk to you a little bit, Fred, and got some comments for you. So we thought we'd jump in a little bit. Rachel is saying hello. She is wants to know how you're doing, and for both of us. So, Rach, thanks so much. Lee is from Cleveland, Ohio, and he's chiming in for us today. Nikki is in Nebraska saying happy November. Again, you know, November's kicking off here in a big way.
Is it November 1st?
Yeah, it's moving along past that, Fred. It's moving. It's going to be Thanksgiving before you know it.
Is that all that candy, the candy stacked up?
The candy is all leftovers from Halloween is there.
Oh.
Now we got Bernard is from Ottawa, and he says, happy early 7 yards game anniversary, Fred. He said, 44 years ago, on November 4th, 1979, the Rams, led by Fred Dreyer, outgained the Seahawks 475-7, allowing minus 30 net passing yards, the worst offensive performance in NFL history. You remember that game, Fred?
Indeed, I do.
Tell us about it.
I thought it was a joke at first. But then some of the people who were actually watching that game on the sideline just said, look at the scoreboard up there. Huh. And I said, what are those zeros up there? It's like a baseball game. He said, yeah, that's us and them.
Yeah.
And we had a good day that day. And they had a quarterback. What the heck was his name? Damn it. But he...
It's a funny name for a quarterback. Come on, damn it, throw it air.
Yeah, he was instrumental in running up a lot of yards on a lot of teams. And a left-handed guy. And so we had a good day against him, defending him, and we wound up spreading out minus 7 yards, was it? Four?
Yeah, minus seven.
Minus seven?
Yeah. Really something else, I'll tell you.
It's just amazing that could have held up over all these years.
Yeah, it's pretty very interesting for that to go on. We got other comments coming your way here today. We've got that's from Bernard. Thank you.
Excuse me, Jim Zorn.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I confused him with
Michael Horn.
Mike Zorn.
Yeah, that's right. Mike, there's a lot of Zorns out there.
There are some Zorns.
Yeah. Lori says hello from Chile, Iowa. And she's the crazy Iowa girl that's tuned in. James is in Phoenix, and he's trying to stay positive about the Diamondbacks. So that's what he's doing. Nikki says Nebraska football isn't what it used to be. However, volleyball is amazing. What happened to Nebraska football? Cornhuskers used to – your buddy Vince Ferragamo on the Rams used to have quite a career there.
Vinny screwed it up, and then he left, and they couldn't find him.
Is that what – It was Vince Ferragamo that screwed the football?
They had a party. They run out there to find him so he could correct it.
That's it. The whole thing fell on his shoulders.
He completely screwed everything up.
Okay, pal, we'll get Vince on to talk about
Next
that.
Next thing you know, he's in the Super Bowl, throwing interceptions to Pittsburgh.
There you go. Yeah. You were in that game too, weren't you?
I saw the whole thing.
You did. Yeah, this man, Fred Dreyer, is a walking historical monument. You ask him a question, he will give you the answer that you need.
Well, you may not need it, but you're going to get it.
You're going to get it anyway, whether you want it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what else we got here? Let's see. Birmingham, Alabama, one of our listeners, Rachel, saying more. She tunes in. She watches the show and checks us out on YouTube and listens to us on CRN Digital Talk Radio. And John is out there, and he says hello to you and I from Pleasantville, New York. He says,
hello.
Listen to this, Fred. You played in New York. 30-degree drop from last week at this time in New York.
It was okay when I left there.
It was. When was that, Fred?
I left there in January of 72.
Something like that. And he says, and he likes the players on grass. And what else we got here? Jim Zorn, Seattle quarterback. That's what John said. There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you for the assistance on that. I blanked out.
Yeah, so now he was talking a little bit, John, about natural grass. So we might as well go with that story. I had something else all ready to go. But Kirk Cousins. You know, he's the latest injury. And you've been talking about AstroTurf, right, Fred? You've been saying how much...
That's all I seem to be talking about. It's a negative subject to me.
People call and say, is Fred going to talk about AstroTurf again? So here, finally, we thought we had a breath of fresh air this week because you got Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins, unfortunately, had surgery this last week to repair his torn Achilles tendon. And... he wrote on social media posts that the procedure was a success, and he asked for continued prayers as he starts to begin his recovery for it. So we said, well, hey, this was on natural grass, Fred. And then you told me, you said, yeah, but you should look at how his toe caught. You saw the footage of the game, right?
Well, he stepped back with his left foot.
Yeah.
And he put all the weight on his toe and then rocked back on his heel, and that stretched out the tendon, and it was too much strength, and it popped. And you can see it. If they would show you, it's again, I hate to have people listen in on a show, and there's the same subject circles around with the same attitudes. I have a hope that sometime, someday, that you'll have a group of people say, that's enough.
Yeah.
Enough injuries on AstroTurf. Let's do something about it.
Yeah, sometime, some night, star bright, starlight. Take us home from this. So anyway, we were talking about this, and we said, well, this was played in Green Bay. It's natural grass. So then I looked it up. So it says, well, you know, the field has Kentucky Bluegrass with SIS.
This is Lambeau Field.
Yeah, Lambeau Field, SIS. And I said, what's that? Apparently, they got Kentucky Bluegrass weaved in with synthetic fiber. So it's not true grass. They got synthetic fiber on Lambeau Field sitting there. And it's like, it's 50-50. And so he must have got caught.
From how far back did they have this?
This started in 2018. They put the fiber.
2018. Yeah. But before that, it was all grass.
All grass.
Yeah. So someone somewhere convinced somebody in some remote office.
Yes.
Up there at the Lambeau Field.
Yep.
Let's get some AstroTurf woven into this facility, and you can save yourself a lot of money on the upkeep of and the maintenance of our field, our beautiful field. You know, we take pride in having our field look beautiful and manageable and wonderful and soft and puffy, you know, during the December, January months. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You may, but at the same time, you're all along the way potentially injuring players.
Yeah, so, you know, Roger Goodell, he was saying, well, yeah, we got to look at this and maybe come up with one type of, format for the field. It sounds to me, and you mentioned this before the show today, that it looks to you like somebody's trying to make a big push to have synthetic playing fields all over. If you're taking a place like Green Bay in the breadbasket of our country where the corn grows well on Uncle George's farm, and that's where grass can grow everywhere, and you put in fiber with it, what is it telling you?
It's telling you they're going to do it regardless of what anybody says or thinks about it.
Even in a place like Green Bay.
And again, the Players Association are at fault. They're the ones willing to suit up and run out there on the field and play.
More straight ahead. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here. It's the world-famous Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. It's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever
everybody.
You are.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good morning. Whenever they play our show for you, you got to be tuned in. We got the week's worth of information for you here. And, you know, we did mention at the top of the show the passing of some greats, and you had mentioned a lot of people don't know about Frank Howard. This guy, what, you say 250 pounds, something like that, 6'7", weighed more than 250 pounds and during his heyday. He was, once he got traded from the Dodgers, and Claude Osteen was on the Washington Senators, Frank Howard was the guy who hit the last home run at the Washington Stadium and the first guy to hit a home run at the Texas Stadium when the team moved to Texas and became the World Series Rangers at the time. But he was a giant of a guy. And he really made his imprint, not so much on the Dodgers, even though he was Rookie of the Year in, what, 63? They swept the Yankees there. Frank Howard was on that team.
Yep.
He swept the baseball world in the mid-60s there, but he really did a number in Washington. He was really known as one of the star players there of that franchise. So the Nationals announced that he passed away on Monday. He was 87, and he was... he never guided the Senators to the postseason. He was an all-star four times. He had top five finishes in MVP voting, won two home run crowns during his time with Washington from 65 through 71. Frank the Tank, Hondo was his name. He was also known as the Washington Monument, the Capital Punisher, as I said. He hit a 500-foot shot at RFK Stadium in 1970. I'll add that to his legend there. He finished his career, Fred, 382 career home runs.
Well, he had all the power, and I remember some of those home runs. Again, as I say, in my childhood, 1958, sitting behind the big screen in left field at the Coliseum, sitting there at the base, watching him hit one-handed home runs, just reaching out and snapping his wrist and popping them right over the low spot of the big screen that's out there. And
you're talking at the Coliseum when they played, right?
At the LA Coliseum.
Yeah. It was a football stadium, and they made it into baseball. They put a big screen in left field, so Wally Moon would hit his moonshot to go over the top. Hondo would just one-handed over the screen.
It was like, I don't know how it was. See if Siri knows anything about how long the field was. I think it's 208 feet.
Something like that, yeah. And they put the screen up to stop
it. They put the screen up.
Like the green monster.
And it did it for most of the time. Yeah. But it was a great venue, and it hosted great players like Frank Howard.
Yeah, he led the league in home runs, led the majors in home runs, 44 in 1968, 44 in 1970. And it said that he turned down, I didn't know this about him, he had a chance to play basketball with the NBA, and he turned it down. He was a third-round draft pick of the Philadelphia Warriors after starring as an All-American baseball and basketball star at Ohio State University. Instead, he went into baseball, started with the Dodgers, signed the right-handed hitting outfielder in 1958, and called up late in the season, and he was a platoon player for much of his tenure with the Dodgers. But most of his playing time came with the Washington Senators. He was Rookie of the Year in 1960 with the Dodgers and helped win that World Series in 1963.
And he didn't take days off either.
Yeah, right? They used to play hurt, didn't they?
You're not putting out that production, taking days off.
And then you got basketball coach Bobby Knight passed away at 83. He was the sixth winningest coach. When he retired, he was the number one guy. Sixth winningest coach in Division I men's college basketball history. Has a Hall of Fame career. Three national titles at Indiana. Won an undefeated season, not since match. Countless on-court outbursts. He passed away, according to his family. The family was surrounding him there, and he requested a private family gathering. In lieu of flowers, they're saying a memorial contribution to the Alzheimer's Association or Marion University would suffice over there. But he was forced out of Indiana in 2000 because he had there was a zero tolerance behavior policy, and he grabbed the arm of a freshman student.
His neck.
He said he greeted him by his last name, and then most notably, he choked a player, Neil Reed, in practice in 1997. Yeah. I don't know what was going on there.
Well, he was crazy.
But his six full years at Tech, he led the Red Raiders to 5 20-win seasons. Knight also passed former North Carolina coach Dean Smith as the then-winningest Division I men's coach on January 1st in 2007 with the 880th career win.
That's a lot of wins.
So, and he chose a song, My Way by Sinatra, to talk about his thought process going on. That was his song.
Well, that fits.
Yeah. So one of the Mike Krasinski says he played for Knight at Army and surpassed his mentor as the winning
Mike Krzyzewski.
Is it Krzyzewski? Is that his name with a K in there?
It's always been.
Oh, I didn't know that. Krzyzewski. I'm sorry, Mike, if you're tuned in. He was a coach, a mentor, even more so as a dear friend for more than 40 years. He says the life lessons I have learned from the coach are immeasurable. Simply put, I love him.
Well, that's one friend to another, and we move the ball forward.
We do. And the game goes on, but you got to take time to remember some of those all-time greats over there. Now, we were talking about Frank Howard and baseball. Let's talk about these Padres. They spent a lot of money on putting their team together this last year and did not make even the playoffs. So the story is out, they took a $50 million loan to help pay salaries, Fred. That's a lot of money to bring on. What happens when you see teams taking on loans to pay
million.
This? $50 million they took on.
Well, there's something fishy there.
Yeah, what
it
do you
sounds
think?
Like Joe Biden's a coach.
I don't know.
It sounds like Joe Biden took some money out.
I don't know.
And drove it out to center field and handed it off to his son.
You think that would happen?
I think that's what they're doing down there in San Diego.
It could be something.
How do you explain? No, come on.
Yeah.
How do you explain the factual evidence of that team's talent versus its record? You can't.
I don't know. You can't.
No, you can't.
You can't. They're not playing together.
And gone by, we know what they can do because of the year before. But here we are now having to figure out yet another mystery as to why another major league sports franchise sucks.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think sometimes people go into building a team without thinking about the chemistry of that team. Guys like George Steinbrenner could bring in superstars, and, you know, Oakland had superstars on their team. The Dodgers had them. If you know how to meld them together, sometimes that'll work. But if you don't, you got everybody being an individual on the team, and then you don't score runs. And that's what happened to the Padres.
Well, you don't have a disciplinarian in the dugout.
There you go.
You've got all this this quantum physics of metrics.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys do what you do if you win some games.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And here's the makeup. I don't know. You know who owns the Padres? It's this guy, Peter Seidler. So you go, oh, Peter Seidler, who's he? I'll tell you who he is. His uncle is Peter O'Malley. So the owners of the San Diego Padres, Peter O'Malley, his two sons, Kevin and Brian, and we love Peter O'Malley. I think he's one of the great owners, although he's up over his head here now. The reason he got out of owning the Dodgers is he couldn't keep up with them financially.
We saw him at the sportsman's luncheon.
All the time.
And I asked him, I said, Peter, you're back in baseball. He says, no, I'm just here to shepherd in the new ownership.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to fade back.
Yeah, because I don't think he wanted day-to-day, and that's why his name is not mentioned.
He's faded back already.
It's him and his two sons, and his nephew is Peter Seidler, is his nephew. his sister's kid, I think. And Phil Mickelson, the golfer, has a little piece of it, too. So, you know, and O'Malley was one of those great guys where he would go out and let the guys that he hired run the team. He didn't meddle in the baseball world. You never heard Peter O'Malley say, well.
And those were the days, ladies and gentlemen, where you could go to very few stadiums and not see advertising. The Dodger Stadium never had a sticker anywhere on that building or in the outfield or on the premises. Suddenly now they're just like every other place. Why? It's too expensive to run, meaning players are making too much money. And I'm a big believer. I was a player, and I wanted to make a lot of money. I'd love to make $200 million like Soto here, who lays down every time he sees a baseball. You know, these guys are pathetic. And I watched that guy play for 2 years, year and a half, down there in San Diego, and he was an embarrassment.
They can't play together. They're too individually motivated by individual numbers.
Well, they don't want to be upped by one another, so therefore they pretend that they're hurt, and they pretend that they're sick, and it's a Latin
thing. It's crazy.
You know?
Josh Hader, one of the great relief pitchers, he's the closer, won't pitch more than one inning. You kidding me? You're in the playoffs, and I need an extra inning out of you to win the game. You won't pitch it? It won't pitch more than one inning. I mean, who's running the team here, the players or management? And that's why I think Peter O'Malley said, hey, I'm just putting it together. But this poor guy, Peter Seidler, his nephew, $50 million on the line right now just to pay these salaries. I think you're going to see a fire sale going on with these guys and
maybe even a new
owner.
Somebody's got to decide, you know, who owns this, a group of kids or a businessman?
I love Peter O'Malley. I was pulling for him to put this together. Maybe he should have gotten more involved, but again, it's not his style. He just puts it together, as he told you, Fred, shepherding in the new ownership and lets them do their deal. It's a different era, but Peter O'Malley, one of the great owners, and maybe he can help steer him away a little bit and shepherd him a little differently.
Yeah, well,
get some new sheep.
I'll tell you.
The herd.
They're in trouble, and everyone knows it.
All right, thanks, Fred. We've had a pleasant show so far, and
Suicide line is right over here.
We'll take a quick break. Come back with more. It is the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. Check out our website, thefreddreyershow.com. We'll be back.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the Holla Deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 50% on custom holiday cards, save 50% on custom invitations, and save 50% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples Holla Deals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho, it's about saving do-do-do. Save 50% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy three delicious menu items for just $1. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase three coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
And we're back. Back once again at the Fred Dreyer Show in our sports lounge, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend Fred Dreyer. Yours truly, Michael Horn. Glad to have you with us. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crn, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. And follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can follow me at Mike Horn, CRN, on Twitter. Now, since we're talking some deaths here, we got to do one other thing here. And our thoughts and prayers go out to this family for hockey player Adam Johnson.
Oh, boy.
The authorities investigating his death. He's an American ice hockey player, was cut by a skate blade during a game in England. And it's a disturbing video, and it's last weekend. It shows him playing for the Nottingham Panthers, skating when a Sheffield Steelers player comes from the opposite direction and extends his left skate all the way up in the air, slashing Johnson, who immediately drops to the ice and died of a slash to the neck. And people are saying, like,
what was he doing?
Well, they never. So people have never seen a guy raise his skate that high. I mean,
that's
that blade.
I mean.
It's like, what was that deal? What was that about?
That's the first thing you learn about if you're a hockey player.
Yeah, Mike Rizzo Enzione, who served as captain for the 1980 Winter Olympics for the USA team, says, I don't think his intention was to slice his neck up, but clearly it shouldn't have been in that position. He shouldn't have had to put his leg up in that position like that. So. Our thoughts and prayers out there to Adam Johnson. I love hockey. I hate these stories.
That's terrible. That's a wow.
I don't know what to say either.
When you get the image of that, why is a hockey player charging in like you're stealing second base? You know.
Well, exactly. It's crazy. It's nuts. All right. So now, I don't know if you saw last Monday night's football game. But the Raiders are having some tough times.
You know something? I try not to.
Is that the deal?
You know what I do?
What do you do?
I ask people. They say, what do you think of the game? I say, tell me. What do you think? He goes, well, and I get the score, and then I get the highlights of who mm-hmm. did what, if anybody did what. And then I kind of piece it together.
You switch around a lot when the games kind of get sort of stinky. And how was Aunt B? How was she doing there with Andy and Opie?
Andy, I'm telling you, that Barney is as dumb as a post. I love him.
I kind of like Goober.
Goober. He's maddeningly stupid.
And it's just something. So anyway, it's pretty interesting. Gomer and Goober. Goober is pretty dumb. He really is. Hi, Andy. And Floyd the Barber is my favorite.
Like a little dog.
Floyd the Barber. Sit down. Andy,
yeah,
sit down.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah.
So getting back to the story here, Josh McDaniels gets fired. The coach, and this poor guy, he was coaching for the Broncos, and he got fired in midseason when he coached for them.
Yeah, he was bad then, and he got worse as it went along, and guess what?
What?
He's bad now. So
why'd they hire him?
So here's the deal. Because the people making those decisions
Mark Davis
have lost control of what bad is.
Mark said after much thought about what the Raiders need to move forward, I've decided to part with Josh and Dave. That's the assistant coach there. I want to thank them both for their hard work. Wish them and their families nothing but the best. General manager is Dave Ziegler.
That's such a lie.
Dave Ziegler.
They were screaming at everybody up in the booth.
Josh McDaniels is the head coach. And, boy, the linebackers coach, Antonio Pierce, is the new interim coach. And so he's going to take over everything. And it's pretty bad. The Raiders also fired their offensive coordinator there, too. And what was the Raiders lost, 26-14 to Detroit on Monday night. And McDaniels didn't last this a full season this year. And his previous stop, as I mentioned, head coach when he was with the Denver Broncos. So he got fired on that 2009-2010 season. He's got a combined 11 wins, 17 losses. Well, not that bad. He was the offensive coordinator with the New England Patriots. But I think, you know, Bill Belichick must have been the head coach at that time. And come on, he was probably putting it through. So, and what about Garoppolo? What do you think? Yeah, they're benching him. The new coach is getting there, and they're benching Garoppolo and being told to take a time off as the new coach, Antonio Pierce says.
Well, let me just tell you something. Yeah. The quarterback position is under the head coach's purview.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the head coach is fired, you turn kind of – adjust your seat, swivel it around, and look at the quarterback – and see if he has anything to say for himself.
Yep.
Nobody interviewed Jimmy Garoppolo for this. No. Nobody.
Aiden O'Connell is going to take over. He's a 10-year veteran, going to be the quarterback. At least I think he's a quarterback.
Is he a quarterback?
They're putting him in there.
Do we know
it? Anyway, did you get a call? I heard that they were going to see if you wanted to try out a quarterback.
No, I ran out to the garage and hid under the car.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of things going on in the world of sports of all kinds.
Yeah, but you know this spiking and the death of this hockey player.
That's sick, sad.
And then you contrast that up against, you know, Kirk Cousins getting hurt, and then you contrast it, you know, under Jimmy Garoppolo's incompetence. He's terrible, And you know what I find this early in the season? It's five games. They're eight games into the season.
Eight games, yeah.
So they're almost at the halfway mark.
Yeah.
Right? And nobody, and you know, and like I say, I joke around when I say I don't watch games, but I don't really watch the games. I watch sections.
Highlights, yeah.
Highlights and sections. No, but I truly am waiting to see a team do it correctly. You know who does it correctly?
Who?
Over the weekend, I watched Oregon play.
Oh,
they played Utah.
Yeah,
they beat Utah. Mm-hmm. They unmercifully beat them in Utah, and they didn't know that they were doing it, but the play-by-play people, when they would redo the plays, you could see all the great fundamental on the line of scrimmage.
You are a great guy, Fred. You look at that stuff and you analyze it. That's why you would have made a great coach.
That's
I've said
the sport.
It before. Yeah.
That's the sport. You have to see
them doing it right.
You have to see them doing it right. And these players are coached. I looked at it. It's not an accident. You got four or five guys on the line of scrimmage who are really playing football and applying their skills.
Yeah.
That kid, number 13, the right defensive end for
Oregon.
For Oregon. Yeah. He's a good football player. Yeah.
Well, our friend Ron Beaton and R.J. Beaton are up there going to watch the game this weekend. Oregon's a good team.
Yeah.
It really is. So, did they ever ask you to coach? Did you ever – I've asked you this before on the show, but you mentioned off the air that you had an hankering, and maybe at one point you told Carol Rosenblum, I'm your next coach. You would have made a hell of a coach, Fred.
You know, he thought I was joking.
Yeah, I don't think you're joking. I think you're
and I wasn't – I mean, I was joking to assume that – that was going to be fielded as a real honest to goodness request on my part to be Carroll's coach.
Yeah.
And I just I did tell him, I said, you know, I'm not kidding you. You know, and
too bad he passed away.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was kind of like right toward the end of when my career was. It's 80, 70, 78, 79, which was Carroll was still around because he died in 80, 81, 80.
In that swimming
in,
thing.
In that, that fiasco out there at the beach.
Scuba diver thing.
Yeah, right. But
anyway,
we digress. I think that you can't. I think it's incompetent, and it's hurtful to the players like Garoppolo. The one thing I learned when I went to New York was, you're going to have to talk to a lot of people in numbers, but in importance that you didn't think you could ever talk to in a million years. I talked to 30 people after practice.
Yep.
30 practice after practice. 30. And, you know, from the tri-state area, and it was a different time. Pro football was exploding on the map. And I learned how to be patient and listen to what they were saying, and all I did was I answered their questions.
Unbelievable.
I answered their
questions.
There
you go.
That's what I did.
Speaking of exploding, I ate a little too much Halloween candy, but we won't get into that.
Oh, yeah. Well, so you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Those Reese's peanut butter.
You got to be careful.
Tough over there. But did the coaches ever ask you your opinion about other, like, hey, what do you think of this guy, Fred? You got called in to the ownership, of, at least I know in the Rams, they used to call you in and ask you some things.
Well, it wasn't like, I got to get to the field and talk to Fred. You know, it wasn't one of those.
Okay, I know.
But it was...
But they respected you.
But, you know, when we crossed paths, you know, they would ask me my opinion. I think it's foolish if you've got a good business and you understand why it's good, that you go to it and listen to what the workers are doing. You have to understand. Yeah. And I did tell Carol Rosenblum this during a contract negotiation.
What happened?
Oh, he was yelling at me and I was yelling at him. He said, I'll never give you that money. So he was doing back and forth.
You were negotiating your deal.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great.
And I said, before I left, I timed it beautifully. It was my acting skills coming forward. I got up and I went to the door and I turned around and I said, there's one thing that you'll never have that I have right now, and I'm going out the door with it. And he looked at me and I said, I know why we're good. You don't.
Oh, boy. And then you slammed the door and walked out.
I walked out.
Great. Cut it. Print. There you go.
Lunch.
That's it. Lunch, everybody. It's great. The dramatic flair. And when do you see a player negotiate his own deal anymore? Now they got guys sitting in there, you know, the agents telling you that you got to do this. You can only pitch one inning and do this sort of thing. It's crazy. It's nuts.
Well, it's one thing, you know, to have representation, which I did.
Yeah.
You have to have legal stuff because they're going to hit you with legal stuff. It's not like I'm going to, you know, go and defend myself against, you know, the guillotine. But I'm at the same time, I kind of carve out the big chunks, and then I bring in the heavy artillery, which was my attorney, who was an alligator. Yeah. You know? So it was fun.
Bring in the big guy to close the deal.
Yeah,
close
it
down.
It was a lot of fun.
All right. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. We got a little bit of, you know, it was Halloween, one of Fred's favorite holidays, and mine too. And they had a Hunter marathon of some Halloween stuff. And Pamela, our valedictorian here on our class, who has a lot of photos and things, is going to share some of the scenes from something that was on Get TV on Halloween night. And this was also on Halloween night in 1987. And it was kind of a spooky tale. I wish I would have seen it. I hope they rerun this.
It might be too scary for you, Mike.
Can I stay up late and watch it?
Well, I'll get you some cocoa and a blanket, and then we'll watch it together.
Okay, we'll watch, because it could be, this sounds like a scary
Don't
one.
Don't undersell this Hunter thing for being scary.
And yeah, we'll post these photos, by the way. The Fred Dreyer Show.com. Are you okay? Sounds like a little congestion there. Oh, that was a wolf. We'll be back.
I'm wheezing a little.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, we're back. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. All-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm your host, Michael Horn. We're here with you every week at this time. And as I mentioned, Pamela sends in photographs from time to time. And I guess on last weekend, Halloween night, they showed on Get TV this great episode on Hunter where the murder of a wealthy financier, George Edelton, occurred. And Hunter and McCall question the family of the creepy mansion where they were at. And this is one of the all-time great scenes there. Apparently, McCall had a flashlight. She was shining it in your face to make things look kind of creepy and everything. But it scared Stephanie Kramer, who played McCall. And there was a locked room murder. There was a power outage. There was a secret passage. There was the black cat, the crazy family, McCall, jumpy, sort of out of her mind, crazed out. And you sort of getting a little freaked out on the whole thing too, Fred. You were not holding it together.
Yeah, I thought I saw a ghost.
And you didn't want to ever talk about this Edelman ever again, from what I understand. Sort of creeped you out a little bit. And McCall got scared. She actually, she said, it looks warm in there, in one of the scenes there, and she could hardly wait to get into bed. And I guess you had already jumped in the sack. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I beat her to it because I knew where she was going.
You had your shirt off already. When
I was ready.
You were. I kind of like the way the police work was done back in your era. And, okay, you told her to come on in and said, Sergeant, make my night. And I guess you jimmied the car so her reaction would be real in this episode. So it's pretty it's good.
Yeah, I pulled the battery out.
That's good.
But I did.
All right, that's our show. Please, if you miss anything, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And we'll see you next week. Looks like Fred's in deep thought about next week's show. What do you got, Fred?
I'm thinking about a shirtless Stephanie.
You're locked in deep. Fred, somebody slap Fred. Okay. Fred. There, okay, we got him back. We'll see you next week. Have a good one, everybody.